Chapter 24. We walked down the stairs instead of taking the elevator. The carpet on the stairs was worn. I had paid for the dinner when it came up, and the waiter, who had brought it, was sitting on a chair near the door. He jumped up and bowed, and I went with him into the side room and paid the bill for the room. The manager had remembered me as a friend and refused payment in advance, but when he retired, he had remembered to have the waiter stationed at the door so that I should not get out without paying. I suppose that had happened, even with his friends. One had so many friends in a war. I asked the waiter to get us a carriage, and he took Catherine's package that I was carrying and went out with an umbrella. Outside, through the window, we saw him crossing the street in the rain. We stood in the side room and looked out the window. "How do you feel, Cat?"
"Sleepy."
"I feel hollow and hungry."
"Have you anything to eat?"
"Yes, in my musette." I saw the carriage coming. It stopped, the horse's head hanging in the rain, and the waiter stepped out, opened his umbrella, and came toward the hotel. We met him at the door and walked out under the umbrella down the wet walk to the carriage at the curb. Water was running in the gutter. "There is your package on the seat," the waiter said. He stood with the umbrella until we were in and I had tipped him.
"Many thanks. Pleasant journey," he said.
The coachman lifted the reins and the horse started. The waiter turned away under the umbrella and went toward the hotel. We drove down the street and turned to the left, then came around to the right in front of the station. There were two carabinieri standing under the light just out of the rain. The light shone on their hats. The rain was clear and transparent against the light from the station. A porter came out from under the shelter of the station, his shoulders up against the rain.
"No," I said, "thanks, I don't need thee."
He went back under the shelter of the archway. I turned to Catherine. Her face was in the shadow from the hood of the carriage.
"We might as well say goodbye."
"I can't go in."
"No. Goodbye, Cat."
"Will you tell him the hospital?"
"Yes."
I told the driver the address to drive to. He nodded.
"Goodbye," I said. "Take good care of yourself and young Catherine."
"Goodbye, darling."
"Goodbye," I said.
I stepped out into the rain and the carriage started. Catherine leaned out and I saw her face in the light. She smiled and waved. The carriage went up the street. Catherine pointed in toward the archway. I looked. There were only the two carabinieri and the archway. I realized she meant for me to get in out of the rain. I went in and stood and watched the carriage turn the corner. Then I started through the station and down the runway to the train.